Welcome back to Nocturnal Journal on WGN 720. And yesterday was 1 year anniversary of the passing of Prince. And on January 12th of this year, Dan, I took my camper van up to Chanasson, up to see Paisley Park. I found a campground not far from Paisley Park Studios. It was 16 below. And I had my little Prince CDs and I wrote a little bit, but I went up and did the tour. I did the $100 VIP tour. There's two levels of tours you can get there. General admission is $38.50. That's about 70 minutes. And what you'll hear now is the VIP $100 tour. And somewhere along the line, we'll hear, I went there on a Thursday. I was telling Dan before the show, and if you're there on a Thursday, you can cut a little track in his Studio B there. So I think later on we're going to hear Raspberry Beret. But
yeah, I'm looking forward to that.
And so this is my tour guide, Sean Larson, our tour of Paisley Park on January 12th of this year.
Well, I'm Sean Larson, and we are here inside of Paisley Park Studios, and we just wrapped up with a VIP tour.
Thank you very much. You were very, very good.
Thank you.
And tell us what town we're in. I always like to just set up where we are.
Sure. We're in Chanhassen, Minnesota.
Okay. And how far are we from the cities then?
I would say Minneapolis is about 20, 25 minutes north.
Okay. And when did the museum open?
The museum opened. We were granted temporary permits to open October 6th, and we went with those temporary permits for a couple of weeks, and then as of October 28th, we were allotted that full-time museum zoning, so we've been open full-time since then.
Since then. Why did he settle here? Why did he come here?
Well, he grew up in Minnesota. Uh-huh. If you look back through different articles and different interviews that he's given in the past, I once found one where he said that he liked Minnesota so much because it was so cold, it kept all the bad people out.
Really, really? Yeah.
Yep.
Yeah.
I imagine that it was so cold that it kept a musical genius like Prince inside recording songs as well. So that's speculative, but I imagine it didn't hurt us.
So I was driving in. It's a town of about 22,000 people.
Yep.
And you're not far from here.
No, you? I'm in Burnsville, which is about 25 minutes south of here.
Okay. I just like to do a human aspect. So would he hang around here? Would he go down? I drove by the Target. Would he run errands?
Absolutely. You might, if you were in Chanhassen, you might see him out driving in one of his cars. You might see him riding on one of his bicycles. I've heard stories of him riding his bike up to Perkins late night to get food or to go to Cub Foods and do shopping. So he would very much go out and about in town.
How are things been going? Like numbers, how many people have been coming through? I'm always curious demographics, where are people coming?
We've been doing pretty well, you know. The numbers have been coming through, and obviously we're not quite as busy as we were those first couple of weeks while people were super anxious to get in here. It's going to die down a little, but we've been staying steady, and people are coming from all over the place. I've had guests from New Zealand, from Belgium, I mean, literally all over the world. Japan, people have flown in from, and I would say almost half of our guests are from either out of state or out of country. There's a fair amount of locals as well, but people are really coming from all over the place to come check this place out.
It's very impressive.
It really is.
It's amazing. Give me some stats. 65,000 square feet.
65,000 square feet for the entire building. Just the soundstage area is 12,500 square feet. So we're talking about a massive state-of-the-art multi-production facility where they could have done film, music, live performances, you name it. That was the idea. Prince wanted to be able to do anything and everything under one roof creatively, and so he built a space that would accommodate that.
How much of this, when people come through, how much of this was left the way it was when he passed? I mean, and what's the advantages of that?
Well, I think most people want to see it, how it was left, and I would say that easily 80% of it is as we found it, with the exception of putting up things like plexiglass and different protective measures like that. The Purple Rain Room is something that we've customized, as well as the Under the Cherry Moon and Graffiti Bridge Rooms. Those have all been done since he passed. But they were all ideas had been talked about prior to his passing, and so when we came in to do it, it really wasn't that tough for us. We basically did the grunt work, you know.
Yeah.
The Super Bowl room is another one where the graphics had already been designed. All we had to do was print them up and put them on the wall. So what has been changed, we're changed as to what Prince would have wanted it to be. So it's really easy to tell people that they're seeing what Prince would have wanted them to see.
Yeah. I was impressed. We just saw it. But tell me about the big 12,500 square foot room. What went on there? That footage we saw of him in the last. That really resonated with me.
Well, yeah, that's the soundstage area, and yep, okay. It's 12,500 square feet, and that's where all sorts of stuff would happen. Graffiti Bridge was shot in its entirety in that space. That's where we would have the bigger concerts when concerts were being thrown here. Some of the footage that we saw on the screen up there, some of it was footage from Paisley Park from the piano and microphone tour. Other footage was footage from other places throughout the world. But, yeah, that's what it was used for, mostly as concerts. In fact, now what we're using it for is on Saturday nights when we do our Paisley Park After Dark events. People are allowed to come in for a slightly more expensive general admission ticket. They're normally $38.50, and now at a $60 price point, they can come in, buy a general admission tour that starts at 6 o'clock or later, and at the end of the tour, we leave them in the NPG Music Club room, and at the end of that, depending if it's Friday night, they can hang out in NPG and dance to a live DJ. If it's Saturday night, in that soundstage room that we were talking about, we put a movie on that giant projection screen. It fills the entire screen. This week, it's going to be footage from the Jam of the Year tour.
Yeah.
And so it's different footage every week, and it's just amazing, and people have really, really turned out for those events. They seem to like being able to watch them on the big screen.
And you took me from that room into the...
to the NPG Music
Club.
Yeah,
that's great. That's great. What other things resonate with people here when they come through?
Everybody tends to love the Purple Rain room. Mm-hmm. Everybody gets pumped for that. I mean, Purple Rain was such an iconic movie and album. We always kind of joke about we figure a room that, you know, a movie that was the number one movie while having the number one album and the number one song all at the same time, we figure deserves its own room.
Yeah.
And so that's what we go with, and people love the room. They love the way we've got it set up. They love being able to be that close to that motorcycle in that outfit. Studio A is another big one, obviously, with the unreleased music and things of that nature. Just all the artists that have gone through that space, it truly is a magical
thing. Yeah, tell us about that.
Studio A was Prince's primary recording studio, and it wasn't just Prince that worked there. Other artists would work there as well. So people like Stevie Wonder have been in there. James Brown recorded in there. Aretha Franklin, Celine Dion, Madonna's recorded in there. REM mixed out of time in that room. And like I was mentioning to you, it's a pretty special space. They've got things that are unique to that studio that other studios don't have. Things that, in fact, were in my textbook when I was learning about audio engineering when I was younger.
Yeah, give me an example of that.
The granite room. Where it's the isolation booth has got granite walls and floors. That's not something I've ever seen before. And you can get a very different sound. I always relate it to guests as it's like singing in your shower. You know, we all sound better singing in the shower because of the reflectivity of the tiles in your shower. And the same thing with a room that's entirely made out of granite. It's going to be a very reflective, warm reverb that provides.
And he was working on, I read this, he was working, and we played a snippet of it, the 40th anniversary Blue Note record.
Yep, it was seven tracks that they were working on for Blue Note Records, a jazz album that they were going to give it to Blue Note to do whatever they saw fit with. And we do have some of that footage for guests to listen to when they come through on the tour, so... That's pretty special, as you won't hear it anywhere else.
Where are we in right now? Was he ever in this room?
Those office spaces. It wouldn't have been his office. Yeah. It's currently offices of people.
I was geeking out. I mean, when I put my coat away, I go, did guests use this closet space? You know, maybe they did.
Yeah. And so, yeah, this would have been probably somebody else's office.
Well, what the reason I get excited about all that is that, you know, museums, and I know you hear this a lot, I mean, you know, even Elvis, I mean, but... He passed away, and then this thing opened up. It's pretty recent. You can be in here.
Sure.
I can't think of a precedent like that.
Yeah, well, Graceland obviously waited about 5 years.
Yeah, right.
I think we opened up a little sooner. But, again, this is something that Prince was working on before his passing.
Right.
So all the graphics in those rooms in the atrium that we had pointed out, those were already there. That history hallway where he'd placed all of those hallways. The fact that in addition to doing Paisley Park After Dark events, he would also sometimes offer people the opportunity to go through on tours. All these things lend itself to how much he wanted this place to be a museum, and he wanted his fans to be able to come check this place out. It was such a cool, such a special place to him that I think he just wanted to be able to share that.
Where is this? I didn't ask this during the tour, but where is the vault with all the music?
The vault is located downstairs, and for obvious reasons, isn't part of the tour. But yeah, that would have been downstairs.
How much music do you think is down there?
I've not been fortunate enough to be down there, so I could only speculate, but quite a bit from what I've heard.
Yeah, and there's certain, just like Grayson, there's certain things off. I mean, I noticed that going through the tour, the bedroom and all that.
The bedrooms living spaces were upstairs and are not on the tour. We tend to just keep it on the main floor.
And I was interested in the kitchen. Tell me about the kitchen area and with some of the things we covered. I mean, he was a big basketball fan. Yep, I'm interested in the food.
The little kitchen front that we noticed, he actually had a bigger kitchen in the back where most of the food preparation was done.
Okay.
The little kitchen more recently would have been used more as a place to hang out, watch games, and eat. But the actual preparation of the food probably didn't happen in there quite as much, at least recently.
And he had a certain diet. I mean, tell me what he ate and then how that ties in with the brunches.
He was pescatarian, so strict vegetable, basically vegetarian with the exception of eggs and fish would be allowed. And so we do have the brunches, like you mentioned, on Sundays, where if you take a VIP tour, at the end of your tour, you get to go sit down in the NPG Music Club, where they will serve you brunch, and it will be, of course, a completely pescatarian brunch. It's generally French toast with some potatoes and vegetables and eggs. And it's all prepared by Prince's personal chefs, who we still have on site. In addition to that, they have other menus. The Sunday brunch is kind of a specific to that day. Those are the only days you can get that particular plate. But they do have a bunch of Prince's favorites on the menu. For example, the Minnesota grilled cheese sandwich has become very popular, certainly amongst staff. It's a grilled cheese sandwich with a couple of different kinds of cheese, apple slices, and honey all mixed together, and it's just killer.
Wow.
It sounds a little strange, but it's pretty good.
We'll be back with more of our tour of Paisley Park from January of this year. Since I did the tour, one of the doves passed away. They're pet doves there. I don't know if it was Divinity or Majesty, but one of the doves passed away. We'll be back with more after this on WGN. Another long night or another mystery. Tell me, babe, tell me, what's it gonna be? Welcome back to Nocturnal Journal on our little field trip in January up to Paisley Park outside of Minneapolis. It's interesting, Graceland Holdings does Paisley Park, and when you go to Graceland, you get Elvis's graveside at the end of the tour. At Paisley Park, you get the urn of Prince right at the beginning of the tour. It's really interesting. The other thing is that it's really not a... the tour doesn't shake down as a birth to death type thing in chronological order. It really shows you what the creative energy and the flow he was trying to get out of this place he designed. He opened it, I think we said there, in 87. So we're going to wrap it up with our tour guide from January, Sean Larson on WGN.
Anybody come through here, like celebrities, athletes?
I've seen musicians. A few people, particularly like after the Prince tribute show. I know Shelby J was through here, and I've seen some other performers that performed with Prince come through. And there are some celebrities in the type that come through. They generally would go through on an off day. And take a private
Bob meeting. Dylan, been the, Bob Dylan's a big museum guy.
Yeah, not that I'm aware of. If I didn't get to take that tour, I'd be sad.
What else? Tell me about the different levels of tours.
There's the general admission tour, which includes most of the main level, the exception being from the tour that we took today, the VIP tour. You don't get to go into the personal editing bay where we're able to watch some of the Prince footage. Mm-hmm. And you also don't go into Studio B, Studio B is the room where you have an opportunity to have your picture taken next to a giant picture of Prince, his purple piano, and one of his guitars. On Thursdays, you're able to record vocals, which we took advantage of today.
I did pretty good, didn't I?
You rocked it. And so then the VIP, like I mentioned, includes that Studio B and the editing bay, whereas the general admission, you get to go into the atrium, Studio A, Purple Rain, Graffiti Bridge, History Hallway, Soundstage, NPG Music Club, and then, of course, the Super Bowl room at the end. So the VIP, you get those extra opportunities, as well as in the NPG Music Club, if you're a VIP, you get to sit on the VIP seating.
That was nice.
Yeah,
that was nice. Have you been to Graceland?
I have not been to Graceland. I've always wanted to go, but the one time that I found myself down in that area, I was stuck with some bandmates of mine at the time who were coming back from a Bonnaroo concert, and they were all deathly ill and were not in any mood to stop in.
What's your background? Yeah, obviously it's in music.
Yep, I've got a background in audio engineering. I went to school for that. I spent some time doing some internships at studios down in Atlanta.
Oh, really?
Yep, and then I've been playing music since I was 11 years old, so I've just kind of, I've been in and out of working with music prior to this, but I've kept up from a personal standpoint anyways of doing recording.
Any bands that we would know? Or
no, mostly really? Just stuff for fun.
Okay. How'd you get involved in this job?
I saw they had a posting for a job fair, actually, that they did at Chanhassen Dinner Theater down the road.
Yeah, I saw that.
And so I went and did it that way, which is the way I think most of the people that came on did. So I went, I sat, and I applied there. It took about 2 hours before we were able to talk to somebody. They then let me know, okay, we're going to give you a second interview. Waited for about 2 weeks before I was able to get that second interview, which was probably the most anxiety-filled 2 weeks of my life. Finally get the second interview. Wait for about another week, and they let me know I got the job as a tour guide at that point. And from there, I just worked and worked, and now I'm lucky enough to be kind of a shift leader. I kind of direct traffic most of the times. So I make sure that there's tour guides for every tour and that people are getting their breaks and that sort of stuff.
Prince fan, obviously?
Yep.
Yeah.
Yeah, absolutely.
And you're wearing purple. Purple's a big deal here.
Purple.
I mean, I'm sorry. I didn't know where to put my gum, so I borrowed your purple pen.
But you even
have purple pens.
I've got purple pens. Not part of my uniform, but I've got purple shoes. Purple's always been my favorite color, actually, before I even was into Prince. So it just kind of worked out good that way.
Wow. This is built in 86?
It started construction from the ground up in in 1986 and was finished in September of 1987.
Yeah. What's it made out of? What's all that white outside? Do you know the exterior?
I'm not sure.
No windows, though. Not a lot of windows.
Tell me
what you're talking about, the skylights on the tour.
Right. There's the four pyramid skylights up above that lead into the atrium, and there are a couple of windows looking out from the entryway out into the parking lot, but with the exception of these side windows here as well, not a lot of windows for pretty obvious reasons. You know, one, he was a pretty private guy. B, this is a recording studio after all, and for soundproof reasons, it makes a whole lot more sense to have. I'm not sure if it's concrete or brick or what the sides are made out of, but obviously it'd be a lot easier to make that a soundproof space than a pane of glass.
Tell me for our listeners, just the very basic Prince 101, why is it called Paisley Park? You told me to tell us that at the beginning of the tour.
Yep, absolutely. Paisley, to Prince, it was a great metaphor. He loved the way that Paisleys were multiple shapes, sizes, and colors, and that spoke to him of the level of creativity of being able to do a little bit of everything and anything under one roof. He wanted kind of a one-stop shop for creativity, so to speak. And so Paisley's kind of summed up that idea. Park, this was his own personal playground, so Paisley Park was born.
Maybe the last couple of things about how people can participate. I mean, what are the things that are open to the public? And I saw on the website, Celebration 2017. Tell me events that listeners can come to.
Celebration 2017, I believe, is actually sold out. But that's going to be...
Oh, really?
I believe it's going to start April 20th and go through the 23rd. So it's going to be that weekend of his passing, anniversary for that. And we're going to have... a bunch of bands come out and play. Last I checked on the website, it will be here. There's going to be different bands every day. And then there'll also be a discussion panel. And all of this is could change. But what I saw on the website last was, I believe, Morris Day and the Time, The Revolution, Third Eye Girl, and members of MPG are going to come, and it will be split up, you know, a different band every day, at which point they'll split it into, I think, even a couple of performances per day, because there's a lot of people out that are looking to come out. And then you come in and take place in discussion panels. There might be, you know, for the VIP tour guests, there may be some autograph signing opportunities and that sort of thing. Still kind of being worked out, though.
And the family works with Graceland Enterprises on this?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. And Prince's family's on hands-on?
Yeah.
I mean, I've read all that. Yeah.
Yep.
Yeah. And other things, I mean, the weekends, the dance parties, are those all the time?
Those are every weekend. Friday nights we do the dance parties, Saturday night the movies. And like I said, for both of those, the way it works is, as opposed to the normal $38.50 for a general admission ticket, those are $60 for a general admission ticket, so you get a tour. And then you either get to go straight from the end of your tour into the NPG Music Club to dance with the live DJ, or if it's on Saturday nights, you get dropped off in NPG where we have the music going, much like it was when we were in there today, and you can hang out and kind of socialize inside of there while you wait for the movie to start at 9 o'clock.
What have you learned in doing this? What was the awakening for you? Was there...
I mean, I've been wanting to work here since I was about 20 years old and finishing up audio engineering school. Just
as in his studio when he
right,
was alive.
Right. Yeah. I had a huge respect for the guy, being that he played, you know, all his own instruments. He was able to do all the recording. And so for me, what I gain, I guess, from being here, and the reason I wanted this job, is this place can be such an inspiration to everybody, not just musicians. You know, the Prince's work ethic can inspire anybody to go out and do whatever they want to do. And I knew I needed to be a part of it because it was important for me that this place stay around to continue to inspire people, especially the generations to come. You know, I want the kid that grows up here in Prince in the backseat of mom and dad's car and maybe may go on to play multiple instruments himself. I want that kid to be able to come here and soak this up and be inspired to go out in the world I don't think there's ever going to be another Prince, but there's certainly going to be more musical geniuses. And if I can even be a tiny part of inspiring any of those people, then I'll feel like I've gotten what I wanted out of this place.
It's a happy place.
It is.
Right.
Know, it is so happy. In fact, when I go home, there's especially the first couple of weeks where it was just insane. I'd go home and get 4 hours of sleep and come back for another 14-hour day. And you might be exhausted right up to the point where you walk in the door, but as soon as you walk in the door, just an energy about this place that just keeps you going.
For a raspberry beret, the kind you find in a secondhand store, raspberry beret, and if it was one.